So it made national headlines this week, that massive train derailment in eastern Ohio, and it kind of raises the question, how does a community prepare for something like that? Well, as it happens, here locally, we have just such a resource. It is the University of Findlay's Emergency and Disaster Management Certification and All Hazards Training Center. And joining us this morning is Dr. Kim Litchfield, Associate Professor and Chair of Environmental Safety and Occupational Health Management. That is quite a mouthful, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. It's kind of interesting, a point that was made in the discussion of this huge train derailment. This thing was huge. That there is, and I guess I never really thought about this, there is not a populated area in this country that doesn't have the potential for something like this happening. Because you think about, you know, these were, have historically been key routes of trade that popped up and developed during the Industrial Revolution, and towns and cities grew from that. And so basically every populated area in America is crisscrossed by railroad tracks. You've got an opportunity for something like this.
Absolutely. And we are so lucky at the university to be coupled with the All Hazards Training Center, because our students do get access to this training. You know, they get to learn about how to deal with train derailments. They get to learn about how to become incident commanders, confined space. And so through the program, through the Environmental Safety and Occupational Health program, they get all of that. And so not only do they get the safety side and kind of the understanding of, if they actually come encounter with something like this, how do they deal with that? And how do they deal with that calmly? Because, of course, it's catastrophic, right?
Right.
You know, and that is, we're so lucky and we're so unique to have that partnership.
And this happens more often than what people realize, train derailments, maybe not on this scale, but I think there was a story in the news just yesterday. There was another derailment in the Los Angeles area. So this actually is more common than people realize?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if it's more common, but I think that what's important to know is that there are trainings out there, whether it's coming from here at the University of Findlay and All Hazards Training Center, or if it's from the local disaster preparedness areas, that they are ready and equipped to deal with these issues.
How do you train for something like that? I mean, you know, I think of like a it's one thing to simulate a major traffic accident or even an active shooter situation, or firefighters, I know, sometimes will deliberately set controlled burns to buildings that are slated for demolition anyway to train. Can't really derail a train just for, or can you? I don't know.
Well, so it's kind of funny you say that. So at the center, at the All Hazards Training Center, they actually have a train derailment set up. So they will actually simulate what happened. What does it look like? They will simulate, they'll put placards up to say, hey, this is vinyl chloride. How would you handle this situation based on this chemical compound? How would you assess it? How would you go in it? How would you mitigate it? Determine what are the environmental impacts into the ground, water, and air? And really just kind of take command of that situation. So they actually have train cars that they take across the nation to do these types of simulations. I think in a couple of weeks, they actually had already planned to meet with East Palestine anyway. So it's pretty neat.
Interesting. And is that really the biggest hazard? I mean, we think of train derailments. I mean, obviously, there is the danger of the train cars going places they shouldn't be going, maybe in populated areas. But a lot of times it's the what they're carrying, leaking out, getting into the air, that kind of thing.
So I think if we think about train cars as they are made to be safe, right? Otherwise, we would not have been doing this for so long. So
obviously,
they're going
yeah.
back and forth across the country, and they have special release valves that allow them that to, you know, if something happens, that it holds in. But in this case, it was such a catastrophic failure and derailment that it started, and in this case, could blow up. So how do they deal with that? And that was part of just doing that control burn.
Is this something that like we said, every populated area in the country has this risk to a certain extent or another, because there are train tracks everywhere. How often is this on the front of people's radar screen?
I don't think it is, because even if we talk to our students, they're like, you know, I don't think it's on the forefront of everybody's minds, because we kind of just see the trains coming and going. But mm-hmm. I definitely think for those who are first responders, those who live in major crossing areas, that is something that they're trained to do, and they train often.
So is have you, since this train derailment, mm-hmm. and again, this made national headlines, yep. Because it was so big, and because of the resulting fire and the environmental impact and all of that, do you see an uptick of people who are interested in learning more and getting some of this training after an incident like this?
Absolutely. I definitely think so. And we actually bring that into our classroom. So we bring this as a case study to our students, because when you bring a real world topic like this, it helps them understand and connect what they're learning in the classroom and how they're going to use that out in the real world. Sometimes mm-hmm. we get those emails like, I really wish I should have listened, you know, to that class. And, you know, yesterday we were talking in class and like, oh, now I understand why chemistry is so important for our major, mm-hmm. because now we're able to understand what is the chemical compound, how does it break down, and now what are the health implications and what are the environmental implications as a result of this.
Is this a degree program that people can actually yes. get in this type of disaster response, that kind of thing?
So
emergency response?
We have the degree at the University of Findlay is Environment, Safety, Health, and Sustainability. So it's a four-year program, and it goes through things like you have anatomy, physiology, we have policy, we have management. But as part of that four-year program, right, a four-year degree, you're able to take those all-hazards training courses, which gives you those certificates, which gives you the training to be able to really, once you graduate, get to industry, get to places, even, you know, working with railway, working as policymakers, lawmakers. We have people in law. We have people in public health. Really, this is a nice broad degree for anybody interested in environment, interested in health and safety, to really go off and do amazing things. And they can hit the ground running. And it really gives them a leg up being able to be partnered with All Hazards Training.